Those of you who have been reading the Glimmers blog for a while now know that I often write about my own spiritual wrestling matches with the ups and downs of life. I figure that if I am struggling with something, then there must be someone else who could benefit by hearing my stories. Most importantly, I pray people see a glimpse or hear a whisper from the one, meaning God, who is waiting to be discovered amidst the stuff of everyday life. That's the calling and driving passion he's ignited in my heart and asked me to spend my time, energy, and resources pursuing. And while this path is at times exciting, sometimes the effort, requirements, and complexities surrounding it spill over healthy boundaries, rushing in like a cresting river in my mind at the most inconvenient times. For instance, when I need to be sleeping. In fact, I struggle more with sleep now as a fledgling full-time writer than I ever did when working insane hours in a high-stress corporate career. And I've come to understand that's because my calling doesn't have any of the usual structure or familiar routines associated with a company environment. No, it's just me and God on a wild frontier, and I don't know where he's taking me. It's the most incredible adventure and opportunity of my life, yet it is also the scariest. Since James 3:1 says, quote, "We who teach will be judged more strictly," unquote, I pray daily that what the Holy Spirit speaks will rise above the noise, assumptions, prejudices, and weaknesses of my mind. When the Father of Lies starts whispering to me and reignites the fears in my heart, I often wake up in the middle of the night ready to throw in the towel on this whole thing. After many nights of lying awake, feeling panicky and completely inadequate, I am finally starting to understand something critical. Unlike a career, a God calling only comes to fruition when it operates entirely under his hand and for his glory. I knew this intellectually, but I am just now coming to understand this truth on a heart level. And this new depth of understanding rose out of my struggle, not at a time when I was feeling confident, successful, or satisfied. When we go through trials in our relationships, our health, our jobs, or even something like the election results, our hearts, minds, and souls long to be soothed. For example, the other night when I was over the edge frustrated with trying to convert my new devotional ebook to a Kindle-ready format, and don't get me started on that one, I sought out a soothing release in the wrong place. Lots of chocolate and a saccharine Hallmark movie. Of course, there's nothing wrong with chocolate in itself, but neither it or the ridiculously unrealistic movie did anything to help me sleep that night. It got my mind off my struggles for a while, but once the sugar therapy had worn off both mentally and physically, I still woke up with my brain running a million miles a minute. In the middle of the night, it's funny how we all erroneously tend to think that the world's problems depend on us and everything is all about us. That's how Satan works his best lies on us. They are born and bred on a foundation of self-centeredness. But instead of letting his nasty tricks twist me up this time, I turn to the only soothing word that doesn't wear off. The second time I woke up in a mental spin class, I ran to the Word. And the most miraculous thing happened. After a little session of saturating myself in it and yielding to its effect, I fell into a deep, much-needed sleep. When morning came, I bolted out of bed with thoughts about the multifaceted and incredible power of the most soothing word in the world. Some of you might think of the Bible when I say the Word. Others think I'm referencing Jesus or the Holy Spirit or God. Well, it's all Him. And that's what has me spellbound in a whole new way today. The Word, in its all-encompassing, harmonious nature, is alive, relevant, and fresh every day. John 1:1-5 so beautifully explained this mystery. Quote, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it," unquote. because Jesus is the Word, and Jesus is God, and God's Spirit inhabits the Word, which is alive, dwelling in us, then the Word is life itself. And if we want that life, then we need to take all of it in. We can't expect to be fully soothed, calmed, cheered, strengthened, satisfied, or healed when we only partake of a mere slice of it. God calls us to receive, experience, and nurture a relationship with all of Him. Life-boosting, deeply satisfying relationships don't happen in pieces. John was inspired to call this all-encompassing nature of God the Word because, according to John Piper, quote, he had come to see the words of Jesus as the truth of God and the person of Jesus as the truth of God in such a unified way that Jesus himself, in his coming and working and teaching and dying and rising, was the final and decisive message of God, unquote. God sent the message in the person of his only Son, who in turn left his Spirit to dwell in us. To thrive spiritually, mentally, and physically, God has provided the Word to impact every area of our lives. Like food and water, human beings were simply not designed to function without it. When you sin and fail, the Word is like an antibiotic salve, capable of treating the most infectious spiritual bacteria running rampant in your life. When you struggle or cry out in pain, it's the soothing balm for your frazzled mind and wounded heart. When you long for something or seem to be waiting endlessly, the Word offers true satisfaction and endless patience. When you feel overwhelmed, hopeless, or lost, it delivers hope, reassurance, and direction for every decision. Like a breath of fresh air in a toxic haze, the Word brings clarity to our lives. While sitting at a community well with an outcast, Jesus said in John 4:10, quote, if you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water, unquote. In every frustration, every need, every decision, the Word beckons us, saying over and over the same thing. If you only knew the gift God has for you. Lamentations 3:22-23 reminds us that life is not to be lived without the covering grace and strength of God's mercy. The verse says, quote, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, unquote. Jeremiah 2:5 warns us that when we seek worthless idols, we will become worthless ourselves. That doesn't mean God won't help us or doesn't love us, but it does mean that we will be rendered useless for his kingdom. So whatever your world looks like today, whatever challenges you face, whatever hurt you feel, the well of the Word is waiting for you. The Holy Spirit is ready to help you draw from it if you're willing to use the bucket he offers and then fully digest its contents into your life. But holding that bucket is impossible until you drop the idols from your hands. The Word can only be embraced with open hands and a willing heart. Hey there, thanks so much for listening today. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. If you like today's podcast or you like the blog, please consider sharing it with others, sending it to them via email or liking it in social media. Every single time it's shared, the Word of Christ goes out, and you also get to help me a little bit establish myself as a writer. Thanks again. I do appreciate it.